Earlier this week, I went into the woods looking for mushrooms. No, not those kind of mushrooms. Shaga mushrooms. Used as a folk remedy for centuries in Russia and northern European countries, shaga is said to treat everything from inflammation to cancer. Now that interest in shaga mushrooms has arrived in Newfoundland, local harvesters have been keen to meet the demand, and health stores have started selling shaga products both locally and nationally sourced. I met with a local harvester to learn more about shaga mushrooms and where they can be found.
I'm here with Mr. Dennis Mugford in a wooded area just outside St. John's on the Avalon Peninsula, and we are looking for shaga mushrooms.
Okay, so usually when we're harvesting shaga, we do it in the winter time when the tree has gone dormant. And it takes 20 days in a row of 5 degrees Celsius temperature or cooler for the actual shaga mushroom to go dormant on the tree and makes it a safe time for you to harvest it responsibly. So when you're looking at a birch tree now, obviously the older, the bigger the birch, the more developed the shaga growth is going to be, and the bigger the shaga will be in turn.
Although the effectiveness of shaga in treating cancer has yet to be proven in North America, many scientific studies have found evidence of an abundance of antioxidants, which prevent a chemical reaction that can lead to damaged cells. Back in the woods, Mr. Mugford uses a birch tree to describe what we're looking for.
But in this case, a lot of the birch on the Avalon are smaller pieces. You will get off them because of the smaller tree. And in this case, we found a pretty big birch tree here, as you can hear. And, you'd be looking for a kind of charcoal-looking black tumor-like substance growing on the outside of the tree. So just as a closing point, I wanted to say that, on the west coast of Newfoundland with the bigger, older growth forests with those kind of bigger birch trees, it's more prevalent to find shaga out there, and in most cases that's where I go to get my mushrooms.
After coming up empty on our search for shaga, Mr. Mugford invited me back to his home to try a cup of shaga tea.
I'm sitting in the home of local shaga mushroom enthusiast and harvester, Dennis Mugford, and we are enjoying a cup of shaga tea.
Hello.
Hello.
I will say that I have taken this on my own accord, and it has been without the consultation of any medical professional, but Mr. Mugford assures me that it is entirely safe.
Oh, well, just first off, what we basically did up here for a tea for us today for the interview was I did a boil on the grains left over from a tincture from the third batch there we did up this year. And out of those grains, just bottled up the tea in some mason jars after it was strained, obviously. And you just can keep those refrigerated in your fridge in your kitchen. We just poured out a couple ounces into the bottom of a coffee mug and filled it with boiled water. We're just enjoying some tea now. Pretty delicious, if you ask me.
Next, I headed to the local health store, Food for Thought, to speak with an employee and see what they had to say about the prized fungus.
I'm here at Food for Thought with Lynn, and she's going to tell me a little bit about shaga mushrooms.
Okay, well, shaga grows on the birch, as I'm sure you know, but we carry a local product that's harvested in central Newfoundland, and there's science behind shaga, which a lot of these 7-day wonder type things, there may not be. It's anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, antiviral, antioxidant, hepatoprotective, that's your liver.
Okay.
And promotes cardiovascular health.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me, Lynn. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're welcome, Steve.
As shaga use continues to grow in Canada, one hopes that a more in-depth study of the medicinal value of the mushroom will emerge. In the meantime, we can either wait and see or take the claims at face value. One thing is for certain, should you hop on the shaga bandwagon, you'll have plenty of company. Stephen Miller, reporting for Kicker News.